Hello again, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. I am your host, Dr. Daphne Phillip. Hello again. I'm continuing the freelance business this week. As you know, starting on a Monday, I shared five steps or five mistakes people are doing. So here again, when you're thinking about owning a business, or going on your own and creating, I'm repeating those vocabulary words that are synonymous with side hustle, small business, independent contractor, freelance. Know that when I'm talking, I will use these words. So I'm going to keep saying them until whenever you hear me say freelance, you're going to associate with independent contractor, you could small business. You know, those all started out as somebody started with one offer, one service, as they grow to many, many more. Okay, let's get that out of the way. So do you really need a website for your freelance business? There are so many places online to find work as an independent contractor. Social media, freelance site, online groups are usually free to use and are a great tool to secure work or spread the word about your services. So do you really need a website for your business? That's the pen. The answer is a resounding yes, but there's other way. I think landing pages are good, simpler, but you do need a place for people to find you. No matter what channels you use to market your business, you also need a website that's your home on the web. Landing page, they call it nowadays. You know, they've been using different words. So don't think of the website when from the old days, but think of new things that are getting simple and simpler to use in not as sophisticated, something you can manage yourself. Potential clients will find you through online search engine. That's really why you really need one. When people search for a freelance service provider, one of the first places they'll check is Google, like we do everything else. If you targeted a few good keywords, right, your site will come up in the search result and they will check you out. Driving traffic to your site from other resources will also help with your SEO. That's a word that I'm going to teach about on my web class. So if you don't know it, do a quick Google search, and please don't get overwhelmed, because when I saw it, I got intimidated too, because there's so many stuff you have to do to get it right. Your home on the web. The biggest advantage to having your own website is that it's all yours. You generally don't have to worry about an algorithm or terms of service like Facebook, who's changed their names or do all kind of algorithm changing. You lose your clients sometimes. I know people who lost their entire emails and client because they solely depended on Facebook platform and WhatsApp and all these others. Just be careful with that. You're also free to put whatever content you want on your website and promote it any way you please. That's the key to the website. Where you use other people, they have rules and regulation and parameters that you cannot go outside of or break. So you have to make sure you do that. So another reason you need a website, it conveys that you are professional and trustworthy. A website communicates to potential clients that you are professional and trustworthy. It's generally expected that a well-based freelance business has its own web presence. Even if the freelance focuses on getting clients to other channels like social media or word of mouth referrals, you still need a home where people come to, like IG, LinkedIn, and YouTube, and all these other things. Those are just traffic driving into your home. Okay, you can make your home there, but you need someplace that people can come and check you out and scroll up and down and get to know you, you know, and come spend some time with you, especially with your offers and services. That's the home I'm talking about. Multiple opportunities for branding. As your site is your own home on the web, you can use it to further brand your business. Your domain name and site design will help to create an image in the mind of your target audience, which I call ideal client, which you also will learn on the web class. You can also blog on your website, podcast on your website. do videos on your website, which help you to demonstrate your expertise and build a stronger relationship with your audience. My website is up. It's not fancy at all because I'm still trying to figure out who's going to be a good person to make a dance. You know, like when you come in there, you see me, you see my personality, you see what I'm offering. You're like, yes, let me get to know her. Yes, I'm going to come and listen to her web class. Next thing is your website is also your place for your portfolio. If you do content writing, graphic design, and some other services where you like to showcase your portfolio, your site offers a great place to do this. And with no rules and regulation other than the one you set up for yourself. Now, all social media profiles offer these features, okay? You can update your site from time to time with new samples for potential clients to see. You could also attach a blog to your site where you'll write or vlog about topics of interest to your ideal clients. This helps also to demonstrate your expertise. I haven't gotten into blogs, so I'm doing podcasts. If you click on my website, you're going to be able to come to this podcast link. And it's also minimal cost. Cost when it comes to website is depending on how simple, how complicated you want it and who designed it and who set it up for you. Although it costs a bit to set up your own website, hosting is very reasonable. It's a minor cost compared to other business expenses. Writing and designing your site takes some time and effort, but it isn't significantly more time consuming than setting up accounts and establishing a presence on social media sites. Next is maximizing your online marketing opportunities. The best strategy is to look for work on social media and in online groups while also maintaining your site as a place to call home. Try as much as possible to drive traffic from these sources to your site as you own it and you are in total control over how it is used. So then all your social platform, if you afterward, don't focus on the website. You really don't need, I'm going to put a disclaimer now before I finish my sentence. I want to put this disclaimer. You don't need a website to start your business. So you could do one of those free site and free things. But whatever foundation you start your business in, leave room to grow. Right? I'm talking about site, website, because like it's like your warehouse, your library, your album. It could be your family photo album. That's what I use the website. Well, that's what I'm planning to use my website for, is when people can go back and see what some things you have done, how long you've been in business, what you're planning to do, because it's yours. It's not contingent on anybody else's rule and regulations. So just remember that. If you want to know more about it, like I said, I am having a web class on November the 11th at 6 p.m. Click on the Give Me if you want to find out more about how to do those wonderful things to get you started as a business owner. Thank you for joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to other than me. Hopefully, what I share with you today resonated with you and will help you on your journey. If this episode helps you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know that would need the information. Our mission would only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I want to help you apply the success principles in your journey to converting your teaching skills, experience, personalities, and knowledge into a money-making enterprise. I hope you can help me further by sharing this podcast to build our tribe of educators who desire to earn more money and more time. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then click the link to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm here with you, my friend. Please click the button to share this episode with a friend.